Hello, my name is Mashana. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I'm not. We had some people over this past Sunday, and one of them just called today and said, is there any chance that we could have caught COVID while he was here last week, this past weekend?
Can you say that one more time? I'm sorry, it was a little hard to hear.
We had some folks over for dinner Sunday, this past Sunday. And then Wednesday, one of them started feeling bad and was tested yesterday and tested positive for COVID. Is it possible that he gave us COVID while he was here back this past Sunday?
Let me get some information on it. Give me one second. I'm going to check on the CDC website and see what they say about things like that, because they do have things of that nature listed on here. Give me one second.
And we're not having any symptoms or anything. We're concerned, yeah.
Okay. Let me okay, let me see here. It has a question about what should I do if I have had close contact with someone who has COVID-19. It says the best way to protect yourself. Can you say it again?
Oh, I said we don't know whether they had him over here Sunday or not. They tested positive yesterday. And
okay.
I was for lunch Sunday, yeah. But anyway, but go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's fine. And it does say here the best way to protect yourself and others is to quarantine by staying home for 14 days if you think you've been exposed to someone who has COVID-19, and also check with your local health department's website for information about options in your area to possibly shorten the quarantine period. Be alert for symptoms of COVID-19. If possible, stay away from others, especially people who are at higher risk for getting very sick from COVID-19. You may not need to quarantine if you have been fully vaccinated and have no symptoms, and if you were previously diagnosed with COVID-19 within the last 3 months and don't develop any new symptoms.
All right. Yeah, that's very informative. Thank you.
Yes, I hope we have been able to help. If you need any more information, you can visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov. And thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.